With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In announcing one of his latest nominees, President-elect Trump let the cat out of the bag during last night's gala at Mar-a-Lago.
I won't tell you his name. Might be something like Burgum. He's from North Dakota. He's going to be announced for a very big position.
Mr. Trump to nominate North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum for Interior Secretary. Other nominations include RFK Jr. for Health and Human Services Secretary and former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins for VA Secretary. Senator Tom Cotton giving his full-throated support to the nomination of Pete Hegseth as Defense Secretary.
Middle East, and we're going to work very hard on Russia and Ukraine. It's got to stop. Russia and Ukraine's got to stop. I saw a report today, thousands of people over the last 3 days were killed. Thousands and thousands of people were killed.
Mr. Trump speaking last night at a gala at Mar-a-Lago. At that event, he introduced his nominee for Interior Secretary.
There he is. Hi, Doug.
Mr. Trump choosing North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum as Secretary of the Interior. Former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins, Mr. Trump's pick for Veterans Affairs Secretary. In addition to fighting in Iraq, Collins served as an Air Force Reserve Command chaplain. Also at SRNNews.com, opening statements today in the Georgia trial of Venezuelan illegal immigrant Jose Ibarra. The 26-year-old is charged in the brutal killing of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. A judge will be hearing the trial as the defendant waived his right to a jury trial. On Wall Street, the Dow down 133 points. The Nasdaq is off 243. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on where we come from.
According to the latest Gallup poll on the topic, 37% of adults believe that God created man in his present form. 34% think that humans evolved from lower life forms, but that God guided the process. And 24% say that people evolved and God had nothing to do with it. That 37% of Americans who believe in Genesis is the smallest percentage in more than 40 years of polling. The percentage that think God was not involved is the highest in 40 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Republican-led Ohio Senate has approved a bill banning males from using female restrooms. The 24-7 vote sends the measure to GOP Governor Mike DeWine, who plans a legal review. The bill applies to public K-12 schools, colleges, and universities. It would not apply to school employees, emergencies, or people helping young children, or those with disabilities. This is SRN News. Further advancing its weapons program, North Korea has tested high-precision exploding drones.
And North Korean strongman Kim Jong-un is calling for accelerating their mass production. The demonstration comes as the United States, South Korea, and Japan held combined military exercises in nearby waters. Just last month, North Korea accused the South of sending its own drones to drop leaflets over Pyongyang and threatened to respond with force if such flights occur again. Jason Walker reporting.
President Biden is in Peru for the APEC summit. The annual gathering brings together countries and members that jointly account for almost two-thirds of global GDP and half the world's trade, according to organizers. Among others, Mr. Biden plans to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping during the summit. More details at SRNNews.com.